This advanced group of specialized nurses from Oklahoma University, they're not here for the football team. They're keeping their eyes on 340 members of the Pride of Oklahoma marching band. Summer temperatures are hotter and more intense due to climate change. Band members are all exposed to the same conditions as any football team. On any given Saturday this fall, the Pride will march in front of thousands wearing full-length wool uniforms. The Pride's director, Brian Britt, says the heat forced them to reconfigure how they operate, especially in the preseason.
When people kind of peel the curtain back and come out and see our students doing 20 minutes of conditioning every day and then working on marching fundamentals to hone that craft and also doing the things that they have to do physically to produce the music simultaneously while doing what they have to do physically.
They use the experience of their nursing school.
What does heat exposure do to the body?
You can go into heat stroke, and heat stroke is when you're no longer able to compensate.
Nurse practitioner Beth Condley says they try to avoid the worst of the sun's effects. But across the country, heat-related deaths and illnesses are expected to increase as high-temperature events become more frequent and intense. And even with all their precautions, some students still had to be treated.
What just happened?
So we had somebody who was feeling a little fatigued, feeling like a wet blanket, just not feeling like themselves, probably related to not eating breakfast. And they've burned so many calories already this morning that we want to replenish their electrolytes and give them something to eat.
They take frequent water breaks, eat fruit snacks as a quick sugar source, check the field temperatures constantly, and use timeouts in the shade often. They even wear a special lightweight uniform at the beginning of the season. Hallie McFarlane is in her second year as drum major and appreciates the medical team.
It is so reassuring, especially, you know, when we're in this heat. Sometimes it can be really scary, especially when you're with all of your friends.